This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Great to talk to you here at the start of the day, at the start of the week. And we'd like to start our day every day at this time by opening the Bible and reading a bit from God's Word. Do you know that God is the most important thing in your life? You might think, well, I know in a kind of general sense God is the most important thing, but right now my deadline is the most important thing, or right now the crisis I'm facing in my family is the most important thing. Well, I want to say to you, no matter the circumstance you're in, God is the most important thing in your life. He is the one that not only meets you at your deepest point of need in your life, but even in your current moments of life, he wants to be involved in your deadline, in your relational crisis, whatever it is. Your life comes into balance when you keep God at the center of it. Well, I want to talk with you all this week about things that should be a part of your life every day as a Christian. And the first one is this. God's Word should be a part of your life every day as a Christian. And by a part of your life, I mean you should carve out a little time, ideally at the beginning of your day, to read God's Word and just think about what it means in your life. Let it soak in a bit. Here's what the Bible says in Psalm 119. It's a long chapter. We're starting in verse 105. Here's what it says. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And he goes on, and really this whole chapter of 175 verses is all about the role of God's word in his life. But I want to just zero in on this one simple verse and what it means for us. Your word, the psalmist says to God, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Now, just think about that, a lamp to my feet. I've been in Israel, and I've received a little copy of the kind of lamps they would carry around, a little clay lamp with a wick on the end. They would light it and carry it. And I want to tell you something, that does not put out a whole lot of light. It sheds enough light just for this little circle of visible area right around you. And this statement, it's a lamp to my feet, well, it's just shining enough kind of for one step in any direction around you. And so often this is how God works with us in our lives, isn't it? He doesn't give us the big picture of the next 20 years of our lives. He just gives us enough light to take the next step. And really, this is the idea of taking time in God's Word every day. It's opening your Bible and reading it, not just for information, but to hear from God and allow him to shape, direct, guide your life. And he does that one step at a time, one day at a time. A lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That idea of a light to my path is, it shows me the way to go in life. And you know, God's Word is just full of life principles. If you don't know the Bible very well, it might just seem weird, mysterious, full of things that are hard to understand. And let me tell you, there are lots of things that are hard to understand in the Bible. But by far the great bulk of the Bible is either just simply the stories of people who heard from God, obeyed God, or rejected God and disobeyed him, and the outcome in their lives, what happens, we just learn about life from reading the Bible. Or there's big sections of the Bible that just has principles of life. What you should do in life, how you should respond in different situations. As you begin to build your life on God's Word and the principles in there, you just find that your life has a solidity. And if you look at your life and you feel like, man, my life has no solidity, it just seems so fragile, I'm just blown here and there, I don't know what to do, let me tell you this. If you will make a part of every day of your life reading God's Word, thinking, what does this say about my life, and then acting on it, your life will come to be solid. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.